Free Talk Live. It is the Wednesday edition of the show as we kick off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away, so enjoy. freetalklive.com. The toll-free number that allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want is 1-800-259-9231. In fact, it's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 800-259-9231, there for your convenience. You talk about what you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And, of course, we're going to start out with a little bit of an election recap here tonight, considering, well, last night was the election, and, of course, we're doing the show while they're counting all the votes. And I pointed out last night that I didn't really want to do live election coverage because it's kind of silly to do that until all of the votes are counted and the official results are in. And at this point, I think we can reflect on what has transpired within the last 24 to 30 hours or so. And essentially, I don't know where to start. Maybe we should just start with the Libertarian Party, because we're kind of a libertarian talk show, and so I think some people might be curious about where we stand on what has happened with the Libertarian Party. Has either of you guys paid attention to the Libertarian results this year?
Well, the Libertarian results I've seen haven't been particularly good.
Wayne?
Well, no, I haven't, but I'll tell you one thing. The Republicans lost because they abandoned any Libertarian principles that they supposedly espoused.
Yeah, well, they had a good 10 years or so, or more, actually, to adhere to some principles, and they didn't, and so the American people swept them out. It looks like I've heard now the Democrats have taken both the House and the Senate. Is that the case, or isn't there sort of like a tiebreaker going on somewhere?
That's my understanding. I haven't looked into it altogether thoroughly. It's, you know, I look at issues. I don't look at politics so much. But, yeah, my understanding is they've got the House and the Senate.
Right, so they swept them out because the American people didn't know what else to do. I mean, they knew that the Republicans were bad, and they didn't know that there were any other choices out there, so they voted for Democrats. And so now we're going to have a Democrat-controlled legislature.
Yeah. Isn't that great? We got to choose from one group of looters for another?
You know, I've discovered today, I've been able to distinguish that I, in fact, am still a Republican at heart, because even though this is what I wanted 55% control in the House and 55% control in the Senate to go to the Democrats.
That way,
they didn't have a supermajority.
Okay.
But they did have a majority so that it wouldn't be, you know, just Republicans everywhere, and they wouldn't be able to run everything through like they have for the last 6 years.
Wouldn't it have been better to have control of, say, the House go to the Democrats and leave control of the Senate to the Republicans? Wouldn't that have been a better gridlock situation?
Maybe. I mean, this is, for whatever reason, what I decided I wanted. And it's very close with the Senate. I believe it's one vote.
Because it's very unlikely that George Bush is going to use his veto. I mean, even though
he'll use the veto now.
You think he will?
The reason he hasn't is because he's had a Republican House and a Republican Senate. He's gotten what he's wanted. They're not going to be able to sweep away his quote-unquote tax cuts or, you know, change their policy for something that he doesn't want. Mm-hmm. They're not going to institute gay marriage, that's for sure, with George Bush in charge.
Well, but gridlock is good, and we may have some of that, so we may have a reprieve for another 2 years.
So George Bush is also a lame duck at this point. I mean, he's not going to be able to run come 2008, so really it doesn't really matter what he does. I mean, at this point, he's pretty much, if he's going to veto any legislation, it's going to be for the Republican Party more than it is going to be for him. He doesn't have to make himself look good at this point. He doesn't have to be concerned with how he looks.
Who says he can't run?
Well, there is a pesky amendment there, I think, in the Constitution that'll prevent him from running.
Oh, come on, Ian.
What do you think's going to happen?
Who knows? The way he's been disregarding the law of the land, who knows?
Well, it seems unlikely to me that if we have George Bush as president after January the 20th, 2009, I don't think he'll have run. I think he will, in fact,
seize power. Now, do you think that George Bush would get away with seizing power like that with a Democratic Senate and House? Would it be as easy for him as it would have been before?
He could throw them all in jail.
Yeah, he could, but that's still pretty. I mean, that's still a pretty outrageous move on his part. I guess only time will tell as far as what will transpire. But we do know what transpired last night, and that is that the Libertarian Party has been an abject failure yet again. I mean, there's no way to gloss over this. There's no way to spin this, and I'm sure the Libertarian Party will do their best, you know, to spin it. Oh, look, well, we won the state house seat or the Juneau assembly seat in Alaska, and the city township or the Clay Township board in Indiana, and the Island Water Board in Louisiana.
Yet another libertarian dog catcher.
And our candidate got 53% in the Soil and Water District Supervisor Board of North Carolina. And then the Soil and Water Conservation. I mean, we didn't get anything beyond... Okay, here's a couple county commissioners in Tennessee. So we got a couple county commissioners and a city council person. But otherwise, it's the usual Soil and Water Board positions. And I think it's interesting to look at the Libertarian Party's key races this year. Because if you were paying attention before the election actually occurred, the Libertarian Party had a list of, you know, who's got it. You know, they had all of their candidates listed by who was most likely to have an effect in the election, who was most likely to end up with some real serious vote totals, considering a variety of different factors. For instance, one of their key races this year was the Smither race.
Yeah.
He was Texas District 22. I believe it was the same district from, I guess, Tom DeLay's territory, the Republican.
The principal Republican, you mean, that guy?
What happened to him? Did he step down or what?
He had he was caught in that Abramoff scandal, I believe.
Okay.
You know, bribes and money changing hand, money with Indian casinos or something like that.
Right. So he had left his seat wide open, so there was no incumbent in this race. Which, right off the bat, that's a good sign. You don't have an incumbent, therefore somebody new's going to get in. And now, is it going to be the Democrat? Was it going to be Smither, the Libertarian, or the write-in Republican candidate? Because the Republicans botched something up. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but they didn't actually get a candidate through the qualification process to be on the ballot. So the Republicans had to run a write-in candidacy. The write-in candidate decimated the Libertarian.
Mm.
I mean, how is this possible? A write-in candidate, a hyphenated name. Sekula Gibbs was her name. You spell that. Sekula Gibbs.
That's harder than Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God.
This guy, Smither, and I'm sure he's a nice guy. This isn't a shot against him. But he couldn't even beat the write-in.
Yeah.
6.1%.
It's that LIB behind their name.
Yeah, that's true. It is listed as LIB in Texas, which can confuse people. People
Absolutely.
Think that means liberal. And of course, it doesn't. But then we go to Michael Badnarik, the 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate who had raised something like $400,000 for his district. Again, another Texas U.S. Representative District 10. So he was just running a local race for a U.S. House and had a significant amount of money that they were pouring in. We had Mike on the show a few weeks ago, and he was touting their billboards and all of the outreach that they were doing, and it really sounded like an active campaign.
I took both of these campaigns. I really felt like Badnarik was going to win. I really did.
Me too.
You really did?
I really did.
Not for a moment.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it for a moment that any libertarian candidate would run away with it. If there was a libertarian candidate that won this year, I would have been shocked. Shocked and pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
But I don't get my hopes up anymore.
I like the quote in, I believe it was Time Magazine, about how organizing libertarians is like herding cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's from the Free State Project article that appeared in this week's Time Magazine, on your local newsstand shelves right now. But Michael Badnarik, whose campaign was much touted. It was advertised in the Libertarian Party newsletter, and all kinds of libertarians from all across the country were contributing money to this, because this is Michael Badnarik. He's the former Libertarian presidential candidate, and he is a great candidate.
He's a great guy, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a guy, great candidate. It's just that it didn't work. He got 4.3% of the vote.
He needs to move up here.
He is a Free State Project member. And I know he's going to be appearing at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum coming in February, so maybe some of us can give him a gentle nudge or something like that and suggest that he get up here sooner rather than later, because it's clear that Texas is definitely a lost cause. When you look at the results of the other people, the other libertarians that ran for office in Texas, the ones that had no-name campaigns, the ones that maybe were just on the ballot and didn't even have a campaign at all, and they certainly didn't have the budget that Mr. Badnarik did. Mike only got 4.3%, but these other guys got 2 and 3%. So, what all that money do? What was the point of it?
What, 3%?
More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on the election, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Wednesday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are completely free, including the bulletin board system. Over 140,000 posts await you. You get it all for free, bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The 3-day event starting on February 23rd, going through the 25th
Early bird discount is available right now, but only for a limited time. So get registered at freestateproject.org/liberty. Form, of course, you can learn more, get the schedule, get all the information you need there. freestateproject.org/liberty. Forum. As we continue with our post-election coverage here, pointing out how absolutely miserably the Libertarian Party has done. And by the way, I'd like to qualify all of this commentary. I'm a life member of the Libertarian Party. So it's not like I'm somebody on the outside just trashing the third party here. Because if I was on the outside, I would just ignore the Libertarian Party. I would just
what's happening.
Right. I would just pretend that they don't exist like the media typically does. Though, what's interesting is we focused on a couple different races from Texas where there was a good shot at possibly winning. There was a write-in Republican candidate, a Democrat, and a Libertarian on the ballots. Of course, the write-in person wasn't actually on the ballot, but yet the write-in person managed to handily defeat the Libertarian. The Democrat actually ended up winning, but the write-in guy got or lady got something like 45% of the vote.
Yeah, and her name was like Swahili or something.
Right.
It was incredibly long and difficult to spell.
Then you've got Michael Badnarik, the former Libertarian presidential candidate who was running a hell of a race with hundreds of thousands of dollars of contributions that came in nationwide. He didn't do he did marginally better than the rest of the Libertarians in the state that didn't even run a race.
And he had one of the greatest political ideas I've ever heard of.
Yes, that contract that he drew up between he and the voters. That was brilliant, and yeah. I think we should use that more in the future.
I agree. He had essentially a written agreement that basically outlined what he was going to do in office, and that is, of course, reduce the size of government as much as he could.
But what did bring him? 5%.
Well, that didn't bring him 5%. It's going to be hard to say what brought him the 4%.
Yeah, like what could... The thing is Michael Badnarik could have done nothing more. He has... a name, sort of, you know, I mean...
Amongst Libertarians, it was a name that got him more contributions than probably anybody else's
right,
election
I mean,
cycle.
He's, the only thing he could have done is made movies in his youth. That would be the only thing that more that he could have done. I mean, he had relative, you know, amongst the Libertarians, he had a name. He put $400,000 into his campaign, like 10, 20 times what his competitors did.
Now, there was money.
Made a great, brilliant move with the contract.
The contract was good. There was money, and the contract was good, and he had a lot of attention within Libertarian circles. But I don't remember hearing anything, per se, about how much attention he got from the local Texas media or anything like that, which brings me to the other Libertarian candidates. Remember we talked about, I think it was Bruce Guthrie, Washington State or Oregon, one or the other. He put in $1.2 million of his own money. He mortgaged his house, apparently a fairly wealthy dude to begin with, and he put in this huge chunk of change so he could be qualified to get into the televised debates. This guy was running for governor of the state of Washington. And I thought when I heard that news, wow, you know, that's a pretty big deal. Most Libertarian candidates certainly don't pony up their own funds in this way. That that alone made his race. Excuse me, U.S. Senate was what the race was. That alone made him an outstanding candidate. And of course, he got some attention as a result of that. He did make it into the televised debates. And what did it get him? 1.38%. And then there's a few other people. There's Bill Pierce in Ohio, also less than 2%. He got some television coverage. Remember the chicken episode, the guys in the chicken suits we talked about?
Yeah.
Less than 2% for him. I mean, it's the same old crap, just a different year. 3+ decades now this party has been around. How long is it going to take for this message to get a foothold in America to where we can crack the 5% barrier?
I don't know. I mean, it just, to me, this is the reason that I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party,
mm-hmm.
Is because it just doesn't seem winnable to me. I want to go with things that work. That's the reason that I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, is because they seem to get, at the very least, they've got a few members in the House.
And probably not as many now.
I don't know. I don't think none of their people lost. I don't think any of their people were even an issue. Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, they're still there.
It seems like the Republicans that really did indeed stand up to the administration were saved, but the ones that didn't, that went along to get along, are the ones who got ousted from office.
Yeah, but even though that may be the case, Republicans in general suffered this election because around here, even in the local races, the Democrats just dominated. And one of the guys who was elected here locally was he was just handily crushed. I mean, 64% to 30-something percent. He just got destroyed, and he was an incumbent. So even though he had nothing to do with what was going on at the federal level, they punished him anyway, just because he was a Republican, which is another bad part about being involved in the Republican and Democratic Party. You're going to take the hits because of what these fools in Washington are doing. I mean, even though local candidates have no connection, per se, to the federal government, necessarily, beyond maybe accepting money from the feds, they still got punished. Anyway, so it's just dismal news all around the country, as usual, for Libertarian candidates. However, there is a glimmer of light. And I believe Dennis on the Amplifier line can probably tell us about that from New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Howdy, folks.
Hey.
What are you all upset about? I think the election went pretty well.
Yeah, well,
I can't say I'm glowing. A lot of people lost that would prefer to have won, but I see a lot of good stuff happened.
Well, now, wait a minute. When you say I'm upset, I'm not upset. I expected this to happen. I wasn't expecting any sort of win. I'm just talking about how I'm just disappointed in the fact that people continue to believe that the Libertarian Party is actually going to have an effect nationwide, and they don't ever nothing ever changes, Dennis. As far as the national election.
Libertarian Party. I mean, maybe someday my children will get to elect a libertarian somewhere. But I don't care about the Libertarian Party anymore. I don't. I care about getting liberty-loving people into office.
Right, which is why I was saying that maybe you could tell us that I mentioned that there was this glimmer of hope, and I was, of course, referring to the Free Stater that was actually elected to State House.
You got it. In fact, he's gone ahead and made it public knowledge. His name is Joel, and he did win. In fact, he won in a very highly union-dominated, Democrat-dominated district in the city of Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran as a Democrat. And if you think about it, I mean, it was pretty easy for him. He was real upset about the real ID,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of us were. The Republicans were really the ones pushing for real ID. So when he was running, he signed up to be a Democrat, and whenever he'd be at a Democrat function, he would say, yep, I hate what the Republicans did about real ID. They'd slap him on the back and say, you're one of us. They didn't ask him about things like taxes or the schools or owning guns or all the other things that he probably disagreed with them entirely on.
Hmm.
And he won.
You know what I like that about what's going on up here? And I'm going to hang on, if you would, Dennis. Bring it back. I like that what's going on up here is that the Free Staters that have moved in here, and only a few of them have actually lived here long enough to qualify to run for State House and that sort of thing, but those who have figured out that it doesn't matter what party they run on, as long as that party has a chance at winning. So if he had run as a Libertarian, he probably would have absolutely failed. But he didn't. He ran as a Democrat. More coming up. We'll explore. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are completely free. The Shrine of Female listeners included, the ladies, many of them that listen to the show, have sent us their validated photo, and you can take a look and see what I mean at shrine.freetalklive.com. It's not a beauty contest, ladies. Anybody who's a female qualifies to be on the Shrine. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we have an audience composed of people who aren't too happy with the two big parties. He's not either, and he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
So still recapping and reflecting on the election results from last night. The Libertarian Party candidates turning out utterly dismal results, even those that were fairly well-funded and well-publicized, with most candidates barely cracking 2 or 3%. The ones with big, deep pockets, some of them not even making 2%, one of them just getting above 4%. So really just another pathetic turnout when it comes to the Libertarian Party. But perhaps, as Dennis is suggesting here from New Hampshire, perhaps the Libertarian Party isn't really the answer to liberty in our lifetime. And we're talking about a candidate here in New Hampshire, Dennis, that actually won, a Free State Project member. In fact, I believe this is a fairly historic moment, because this guy, Joel Winters, is the very first Free State Project early mover to be elected to the House of Representatives in the state of New Hampshire.
You got it. This is the next step in a revolution.
Yeah, this is huge news, because when the Free State Project was formed, there were some people that had signed up as members that were sort of already in the New Hampshire State House, as I understood it. But this really counts, because this guy was elected from scratch, basically, to the New Hampshire State House. And interesting that he ran as a Democrat, even though he's a liberty-minded dude. Now, I have not met this gentleman, but you sound like that you know him. I mean, he's not really a Democrat, right?
No, he is as Actually, I think if you asked him, he would probably say that he is, but that he's a Jefferson Democrat, and he feels that the Democratic Party have completely lost their way for the last 150 years.
Hmm.
Myself, I think he's a libertarian. He's the most libertarian. He's, He's the most libertarian guy you're ever going to meet outside the Free Talk Live studio.
That's pretty. I think that's an interesting way to spin it, because he is currently registered as a Democrat, so obviously he'd want to answer in the affirmative. And indeed, the Democrats used to be the party of liberty way back in the day.
Indeed. I mean, when you were talking to Bednarik, I mean, he was backing away from some issues that I know that Joel would be all over. I mean, what can I tell you? If you put the two of them in the room together and say, I'm the libertarian, it would be Joel.
Mm. Wow.
I've met Joel twice.
Okay.
And he's a great guy.
Awesome.
Great, awesome guy.
So now, I was actually reading one of your posts at nhfree.com, Dennis, and I found it interesting because you're sort of more of a political dude. You pay more attention to the political scene here in the state than I do. And you suggested that he not do anything for the first year. Why?
Oh, yeah. It all depends. I mean, hey, he won. And you know what? When you win, you get to choose what happens, and that's very cool. And I just, you know, I can't get over the fact that libertarians all over the country are dreaming about the day when they might get someone in their state house. And this guy moves in, and I tell you, one of the big things that people were poo-pooing, people here in New Hampshire were mm-hmm. poo-pooing this whole free state thing, was, well, they're not going to give you the time of day. You move into a city here, and you got to live there 20 years before anyone listens to you. This guy moved in, what, 2.5, 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in government.
Yeah,
go figure.
That's tremendous.
You know, the whole thing I heard about, you know, small town New Hampshire, you're an outsider as far as they're concerned. They'll never listen to you. That's just nonsense.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now,
people don't know each other here in the city that we're in.
That's not true, Mark.
I mean, some do, some don't, but they don't know everybody.
Well, now, hold on a second, because, Dennis, your wife was running for school board, and I saw a Union Leader article on her, or actually about all of the candidates for school board, and they absolutely took that shot at her. They said, well, she's only been here 2 years. What does she know?
Oh, in fact, I mean, it was great. She had a knockdown, bloody knuckle fight in the editorials, in the letters to the editor,
mm-hmm.
with the Concord School Teachers Union, where the teachers union were saying that, they just didn't appreciate her, and she was kind of fighting back, hey, if the teachers union is not endorsing me, I consider that to be an endorsement.
Right.
I don't want those people to endorse me.
And I
she
appreciate.
Lost by a very small margin. I
so
mean, she's only been here 2 years.
Right, so maybe next time she'll be
absolutely.
Able to increase that. So, but the reason I brought that up was because they absolutely did pull out that that attack. You know, oh, you haven't lived here long enough. That's what you're not qualified to talk about New Hampshire education.
But,
and so I was wondering.
But wait, that's not the point that I was trying to make, though. Yeah, maybe the union leader. Maybe that was reported in the union leader.
Mm-hmm.
How many people read it that voted?
I don't.
Well,
know.
A lot of people that I talked to, like my neighbors, they read it and they voted for her because of it.
Right on.
So hey, very briefly, some other stuff happened that was just awesome. Eminent domain. A lot of people all over the country very upset about eminent domain. And, of course, we have the tragic situation down in New London. And I'm happy to report that New Hampshire's constitution, as of right now, says that a New London kind of thing can never happen in this state. It is against our constitution.
That's pretty good.
They cannot do eminent domain for that kind of, they can still do it to build, like, roads and parks. They cannot do it to build shopping malls.
You know, something else, since you bring that up, that was a ballot question that was on the ballot throughout the state. So every voter had a chance to actually vote on that particular issue. And I was looking at the results, and what was it, like over 80% of voters voted in favor of that?
Oh, it was huge.
Which is what I really thought was interesting, because I think it outlines the fact that the people around the country, obviously people around the country were sick of the Republicans, they swept them out and they voted in the Democrats. But that's only because they didn't know better. You know, they didn't know what else they could vote for. They didn't realize that there might have been a third opportunity or a third party or something else they could have voted for. So they voted for the only other thing they knew, which was the Democrats. Now, in the case of this ballot question, where there was very clearly a pro-liberty choice versus an anti-liberty choice, overwhelmingly here in New Hampshire, the choice was the pro-liberty choice, and I just thought that was really worth pointing out. That's excellent.
Well, it was amazing, like, standing outside the polling places, you know, everyone's holding up their signs, and, of course, I'm holding up a sign for my wife, vote for my wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just chit-chatting with people standing around, there was a guy holding up the Republican governor's sign, and I was asking him, why are you holding up the sign for that guy? You're not really, I didn't really know this guy that well, but I said, you know you're a libertarian, don't you? What are you holding up that guy's sign for? And he basically said, yeah, you know, I would vote for the libertarian, but I'm scared. scared of wasting my vote.
We've got to figure out a way around that.
We're going to run as Republicans and Democrats and win.
That's how it's going to have to work. That really is how it's going to work. And, Dennis, thank you for the call, man. We got to let you go. Yeah. The line's a little iffy there. Understandable. Just good enough to put on the air. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's for you. You dial in with your thoughts on the election. Maybe something interesting happened where you live. And we still have yet to talk about the medical marijuana provisions around the country. 1-800-259-9231. So I got to say, I mean, proven now. The strategy here in the free state, in New Hampshire, or the soon-to-be free state, has been proven. A new person can move in and absolutely win a state house seat. I mean, one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the state selected for the Free State Project was because it has the largest citizen legislature in the entire country, and I think the third largest of the entire world. There's 400 representatives in this
incredible
state.
Number, yeah.
Right. And
small districts, so right. You can actually find your local representative, you can ride your bike to their house.
Yeah, you can walk your district. If you're running for this office, you can easily walk to pretty much every house in your district. Probably you could do it more than once if you were campaigning for long enough. And so this guy moved in 2.5 years later. He's on the ballot, and he wins. Now, he was in sixth place in a sixth-place race, so there was other candidates below him as well. But that was good enough. It was good enough to get him in, and I believe he was a couple hundred votes higher than the guy that was below him. So a solid win for a free stater running as a Democrat. Run as a Republican if you think you'll win as a Republican. Run as a Democrat if you think you'll win as a Democrat. As long as you're a pro-liberty person and you get that message out, you'll get some votes.
Come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, this is good news. There's actually good news coming out of New Hampshire and virtually nothing good to report about the rest of the states. Unless I'm missing something, in which case you're welcome to chime in at 800-259 and clue me in. 800-259-9231, that is. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Archives are waiting for you. An entire year's worth of the show, we give it away at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you want to voluntarily help us out, then go and vote for the show. It's a vote that actually counts. In the case of national elections, sometimes your vote's just a drop in the bucket. But when you vote for Free Talk Live, it makes a difference, because those of you who have voted for the show are responsible for our appearance in the top 10 podcasts of the world. I think we're currently ranked at number 4, which, we could be doing better than that if you would go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. And the reason why it's so valuable is us being in that top 10, especially in the higher end of it, allows more new people surfing the internet on Podcast Alley to come across the show and experience the message of freedom and liberty. I mean, as far as our internet listeners are concerned, Podcast Alley is the number one way we gain new internet listeners. So this is a very effective vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and make a difference. Let's go to the phone. Still talking about the election, but as always, you can bring up what you want. So let's talk to Eric in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey there, guys.
Hi, Eric.
I actually had two things that I wanted to bring up really quick. The first one less important, so I'll get it over with, but I was listening to your show the other night when you were talking about you were equating the Bar Association to a cult.
Yes, and that was Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com.
Yeah, I just had to say that I would personally tend to disagree with that idea that the Bar Association is a cult. Because,
okay.
I mean, though you can draw a number of humorous parallels, I think that just the very way that the Bar Association works and its purpose is radically different from that of a cult.
How's that?
Well, I mean, the Bar Association is basically, a group of people who are well-versed in law who get together to, help our judiciary, and, they constitute our lawyers and judges, people who are doing public service and helping people out.
No, I don't think most of them are helping anybody out. Judges certainly aren't helping very many people out. They're helping people into jail cells. And it is very cultish in the ways that Mark pointed out. It's a closed group. It's a closed kind of secret society. They won't tell you what certain things mean. If you ask them what the black robe is for, they just sort of brush off the question. And their secret, there's just stuff that you don't find out about unless you're within their cult boundaries.
Or if you look it up on, like, Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. So what's the black robe mean?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked it up. But I know what a lot of you're talking about the other night, I did look up, just because I was curious. But anyways, the second part is actually the more important thing that I thought you guys might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of this yet. I read this in a New York Times article from back in early October. And as it turns out, Homeland Security is giving, I think it's the University of Columbia and then one other pretty prominent university, a $2.4 million grant to develop a computer program that would monitor news articles and, rate how favorably they tainted the government.
Hmm.
So, and it's like to detect, I believe that the phrasing in this article was like to detect people who might be hostile threats to the United States, printing stuff in news articles.
Yeah, I think I heard something about this. Obviously, with perhaps maybe the long-term intention of targeting these individuals, perhaps?
Well, there's actually laws here in the U.S. against putting together, you know, profiles like that. But, you know, what the article said is that it would probably be used against foreign media. But, you know, it's not too hard seeing something like this being, you know, an unofficial off-the-books kind of list of, you know, the bad news articles. So.
Sure. So I'm curious, Eric, are you a law student?
I'm not a law student, actually, but I am taking a legal history course at Loyola University here in New Orleans this year. I am interested in law, so.
Got it. So that would kind of explain why you called up to defend the law system.
Well, yeah.
Would you agree that it is a monopoly, a coercive monopoly?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Just wanted to check in. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231.
I disagree with the term, the use of the term cult, unless it has something to do with a religion.
Uh-huh. I understand.
I love Mark Stevens' article.
Which, of course, you're wrong about. The definition of cult is much wider than those in regards to religion.
You know, it's a very, very, it's one of a few definitions of cult out there, and most people consider a cult to be of religious orientation.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And a popular definition is, you know, is what gives a word its meaning. Mark Stevens' articles are great. I like them, and he's a fantastic writer. I just don't think I like the way it was written. It was funny. It drew some great parallels.
Right.
And
well, the point of the article was to point out that this is a organization of people that has a monopoly control over law. This is you cannot choose to have somebody else practice law unless they're a member of the Bar Association. They will be thrown in jail. They will be punished for it. And if you were a member of the bar and you've been excommunicated, then you don't have any more ability to give anybody legal advice.
But you can represent yourself in court.
Yes, you can. But that's it.
That's it.
You can't hire anybody else who isn't a member of the bar to represent you.
Correct.
And so it's a monopoly status, and that's what the whole point of the article was. As we go to John in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
John in New Hampshire.
Hey.
What's on your mind, John?
Good to hear Wayne over there, too.
Yeah,
hey,
John, help me move in.
I had some news from Salem, which is, of course, a right on the Massachusetts border, and there's a myth that the people escaping Massachusetts are the ones that are changing New Hampshire up here. And here's one indication, a very small indication, but it kind of proves that it's not true in a small way.
Okay.
Yesterday we have 13 reps here in Salem and Windham. Yesterday we had four.
This is Salem, New Hampshire, right? I just want to make that clear because you're talking about Salem, you had mentioned Massachusetts, and I just want people to be clear.
Yes, this is in Salem, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Yesterday, out of our 13 reps, four of them were New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsed.
Okay.
There were also two non-incumbents that were endorsed. Today, we have five representatives that are New Hampshire Liberty endorsed. So all four that were in made it back. The guy that got the number one slot, the number one amount of votes, also had a NHLA rating of A. So he's one of the best legislatures.
I see. So you're pointing out that if indeed the Massachusetts residents that were coming across the border were voting for bigger government, then these people would not have won.
Right.
I see.
Well, I've actually done a little bit of work with coloring in maps, like you see the red and blue maps, and I've done that on the city and town level around the state a little bit, and you can see a little more conservative where it's natural for Massachusetts voters to have moved. But the big news was that the NHLA scorecard is something that I worked with, like you've mentioned on the air. We don't have all the time to do all this homework and know all the candidates in
no
and
way.
Out. I use that as a scorecard. This is how I found the two non-incumbents. One I worked for 2 years ago when he ran. He didn't win this time, but there's a young gal, and I worked mainly for three of them. And, of course, mm-hmm. DJ, the guy that got the A rating, I had to work for him. And I just spent a lot of time. I didn't tally up the hours, but I probably spent 20 or 30 hours. And one of the things that surprised me, just riding around, and I would see one of the signs after we had some rain and wind, and the signs were a little bit bent over. Mm-hmm. I took the time to just stop and, you know, straighten the signs out. And then I ended up putting in a bunch of hours riding around and just finding signs. And anybody that was NHLA endorsed,
I would straighten their sign out. Others may have been in the same party. If they were not NHL endorsed, touch their signs. Them up, help them out in a small way.
Awesome.
Sometimes signs that are on the side of the road, they get blown over by the wind or stepped on and like kicked into the ditch and things like that. Did that happen?
Well, I found quite a few in the ditch, and these are mostly on along the sides of the road.
About competitor signs, John.
Huh?
What, were you suggesting that he would do something like that? That's horrible of you to say.
I touched no signs other than the ones
about winning
to straighten up.
That's awfully dirty, Mark. John, thank you for the call. It's good to have activists like you out there working hard for liberty in the free state. That's despicable of you, Mark, to suggest that that's an appropriate political campaign strategy, is to go around and knock over other people's signs. You know what? You wanted me to manage your campaign for mayor? You better change your attitude, because if I catch you going around knocking over people's signs, then I will absolutely withdraw from my campaign management.
If they're
skills.
Out in front of my house, they're in big trouble.
Well, why not just use some spray paint? Just put a big line through them. Then it looks like it's for the other side.
Wait. What do you mean by that, Wayne?
Well, if you see a sign for, like, Bass, you just put a line through it and a circle around it so that it looks like it's actually for the other party.
Yeah, I don't endorse vandalism of campaign signs, because if you're talking about doing, I know you sound like you're joking a little bit here, but I mean, it's pretty serious, because it really sucks when you're running a campaign and people do that stuff to your campaign signs. Those things cost money, and if you're running a small local campaign, you're not getting contributions from big time lobbyists or anything like that. You don't have a huge bank account where you can just go out and buy more signs. That's absolutely atrocious behavior on anybody's part.
We don't have public funding of campaigns.
No, and we shouldn't.
That's
thank
right.
Goodness. Hour number two is coming up. Still got a few things to talk about with this whole election thing. Some smoking bans have been passed. That we're going to touch on. Plus, the marijuana ballot initiatives. Some of them did okay. The bigger ones, not so much. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.